School's out! What I'm introducing. Hi, this is our second podcast. I'm Daniel.
Like, it's what? After school special number two.
Episode two.
Bitches, what's Woo! Up? I'm eating Doritos, you fuckers.
We'll have a list of what we're supposed to talk about, but we'll get to that later because we're doing other stuff. We're just talking about how, like, Google Maps creep us out because it's like Big Brother watching you because you can totally go to google.com/local. Type in your address or whatever, and bam, there's your fucking house. You can turn
Why
on the satellite.
Why does Google have my house?
And fucking like,
scary.
So I was talking to Neil about.
Cause Daniel lives in the boondocks.
But my friend, he's like, I should not have my like my house, which is in the boondocks, cause it's all farm. And
farm. You live on a farm.
And then, yes, I meant that. Don't tell my real address. And
Indian Trail, I couldn't read the numbers.
There's no numbers. Pathetic. Which is good, because I actually live at Indian Trail, so it works out. But it's close. Like, it puts me right here, there's my house.
People could stalk you kind of miles away from your house.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't really work. But look at the satellite right here.
That's ridiculous.
Look at all the farmland. Like, and these are woods, you know, of course. But yeah. I live right here.
You live in the middle of, like, Farmerton.
But, like, when you're, like, here...
Farmy McFarmerson.
But, like, we'll zoom in as close as it goes. Like...
That is insane. Well,
yeah. This is my house, right there. And...
Where is another house? How far is
There's the next house. That is to the field. I can get there in, like, 3 minutes, just, like, running through the field.
Okay,
like,
200 feet, so it's...
600 feet away.
600 feet away.
It's a football field.
Pretty long, and you guys, you just have to realize when you're looking at this, like,
it looks retarded.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah. But, like, this field here, like, I walk this field around these woods all the time, but then when you get out here, it gets kind of crazy, because, like, you really can't get there because there are fences. This is a fence. So you can't get to their house, but...
Well, who are they?
Some neighbors, I don't even know.
Okay.
I think they live off the main highway. But I walk around.
Nonetheless, this shit is mad country.
But yeah, like, you see this, like, there's this little hole in the woods. That's a creek that I like to go out to because all kinds of crazy animals live there. And, like, sometimes it's scary because it's mostly foxes. Foxes, that's plural, right?
Yeah. Fox eye? Fox?
Fox? It's not one that's, like, sheep. Not one of those words, you know. But, yeah, so I'm like...
Look
at the 18-wheeler right there on that picture.
Oh, shit, yeah. There's a fucking trucker.
Okay, and this is the fire department that my grandpa established.
Nice.
Right here for the whole town.
My grandfather established the ambulance system in our old town.
And, well, this is the fire department, actually. This is actually, it used to be called Fairview Church Furniture. He sold the business, too. So he used to make all its furniture for, like, the local churches.
Wow.
And local schools and stuff. He made all the furniture.
Insanely impressive.
And then this was the fire department that he established.
You know what's funny about my grandfather establishing the ambulance in my hometown? Is the fact that he turned a hearse. Because he ran the funeral home.
Oh, you told me that, yeah.
So he turned a hearse into an ambulance. Which really isn't that satisfying, seeing that coming to your house. You're like, you know... You know, when you hear, you're like, oh, my mother just had a heart attack. Here comes the hearse. Oh, wait, no, it's an ambulance.
So let's talk about, we have Martha Stewart on our list. I don't really know why, I just wanted to talk about her. So, what do you think about Martha Stewart, Neil?
Well, so, I worked at this place called Foster's. It's in Durham.
They make beer? Not really.
But, not Australian. But, So Sarah Foster, the woman. Oh
Stop
God, that's.
I'm sorry.
So Sarah Foster, the woman who ran Foster's, was a
How
student.
Creative.
Was a student of Martha Stewart.
What did she do?
She ate Martha Stewart out. No, she was basically exactly like Martha Stewart. And it was horrible.
It's horribly awesome.
So I have a very good idea what it would be like to work underneath Martha Stewart. Because it would fucking suck ass. So what's your opinion on Martha Stewart? Like, what do you think of that tact-breaking bitch?
Well, I personally think Martha Stewart as insanely like OCD and ridiculous as a person she is, and how much like when you watch her, like, oh my god, I can't believe she exists. I do love her because in her deep down, she has a great sense of humor. I mean, why else would she hang out with Conan O'Brien as much as she does?
She did drink a 40 on Conan O'Brien. Like, I do give her props for that, because like anyone who will drink a 40 seriously, like on air, especially on like NBC, that's mad props.
Yeah, that's why I think she's awesome.
I can deal with that. I can deal with that.
Plus, sometimes I'm just like, what is Martha Stewart going to teach me today about being a woman? And that's all I care about, is being that manly woman inside.
Yeah, because, you know, Daniel just wants to learn how to be a woman, really. And I want to learn how to make
flower arrangements.
Make mango chutney.
Isn't it chutney? Or is it chutney?
I think it's chutney. I've heard it always called. And I also think that every type of chutney is disgusting, because I've actually had it and it's gross.
Yeah, I steer away from things that I can't pronounce.
And chutney just sounds like a noise you'd make when you throw up. It's like, chutney!
See, I'm an elitist, so I'd be like, it's chutney.
Chutney.
Would you like some orange mango sesame seed chutney on your sprouts?
Would you like some... Would you like some sizzled pea sprouts?
Mm.
I have no idea what I'm talking
is
about.
Is that like bean sprouts, but instead of like the little bean on the end, it's like a giant fucking pea?
Yeah.
Which, for a pea to be giant, that's pretty much hard.
It's actually just the comic Gallagher urinating on a pea.
Maybe it's bean sprouts with elephantitis.
That would be weird.
But that's where you get pea sprouts.
That's true.
Maybe the beans and peas.
Maybe it's like edamame, which is my favorite
soybeans.
Dish. I love to eat edamame. I can eat.
Which I can never say my edamame.
Endgame. It's end for you, James.
I don't understand that reference, but you can explain it.
Later. I don't think there is a reference. Endgame is just what villains say. They're like, it's endgame.
There's a movie called Endgame.
Are you really? I'm sure there. It's probably. You know what? I bet it's a Steven Seagal movie.
Probably.
I would bet you it's a Steven Seagal movie.
Well, let's check out the IMDb, because that's the best reference for anything in the world relating to movies.
I love IMDb. You can find out so much fun stuff there.
I'm not logged in right now, but it doesn't really matter, because we're going to search Endgame.
Yeah. Let's see what Endgame is.
Endgame, 2006 or 2003. Let's go with 2003.
Yeah, let's go with the earlier one.
That would be the one I would know. With, let's see, no one's really
listening. Robert Beducci.
And
Veronica Gomez.
And Julie Hess.
Who the fuck are these
You're
people?
You're a snake.
Snake.
We're referencing
You're
a reality
snake,
show.
Mr.
Okay, 2006 has Cuba Gooding Jr. We know that one. And James Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And,
do we know anyone else?
No. Heather Dawn? She's on.
Burt Reynolds? Fucking Burt Reynolds is in the shit.
Oh, it's gotta be a winner.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. Oh, there's two Waddles in the movie.
Two Waddles? Who's Heather Dawn? She's.
I have no fucking idea who that bitch is.
16 Blocks. She was in a Charmed episode. That's crazy. That's probably why I recognize her, which is sad.
To preface this, we really like Charmed.
I like Charmed. Neil picked up on it like two episodes, but
I watch it on my own.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, Mariah and I missed the past two episodes, so you have to fill us in.
I will.
Because there are like two left, or like three left, yeah. And it sucks.
I really got sucked into Charmed. It was really weird. I don't know why, but I loved it.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck. No, don't fuck IMDb.
That guy's name is John, and it's spelled J-H-O-N, and I hate that. That's fucking terrible.
John Goodwin. Like, not even Goodman.
He hasn't even been in shit, either.
He's been in The Cutter.
He was FBI agent non-credited.
In The Cutter.
What an asshole.
About the emo bitch.
Jesus Christ.
So, back to the list. We're going to talk about Cinco de Mayo, which just happened, because currently it's May, 7th, but we still think it's the 6th, so.
Yeah, well, we're partying like it's Cinco de Mayo, really.
We've had
a lot to drink tonight. Suffice to say.
I got trashed last night for Cinco de Mayo, and I was at a party, you know, by a great professor who's actually more of a friend than a professor.
Wait, was it Chad?
Yeah, it's Chad. Like,
Chad, okay.
I've actually never had any classes taught by him, but I know him because he's awesome. And he throws great parties, and I got trashed because all I'd eaten all day was a burrito and a taco. So
that'll do it.
Yeah, I had a lot of beer, a lot of margarita, and a lot of Jello shots. So I drank some water and drove home. Not really.
I
drove to a diner to meet some other people and then drove home, but I was tired as fuck.
And Daniel actually had a much more exciting Cinco de Mayo than I did, because my Cinco de Mayo consisted of me having a class till really late at night, and then working, and then coming home and trying to record a second episode of this podcast without Daniel, and it turned out really shitty.
Well, what do you expect?
To and then someone came over, and it got even shittier.
You know, we're going to keep talking, but I'm checking my email.
Okay, so, checking Daniel's email,
Cinco de Mayo, apparently 3 more pictures of Cinco de Mayo have been posted.
Oh, these are some crazy pictures.
These are from the party last night.
So who is this guy in the green shirt? He's prominent.
His name is Matt. I saw him, I thought he was gay, but I have no idea. So, well, hey, let's look at his profile.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's check it out. Oh, he likes women.
Oh, he likes the ladies.
But he totally looks gay. You know, whatever.
These are all pictures of the weird people.
Look, there's this big old wine stain on the back of my shirt thanks to, like, Ashlyn dancing up on me. Which she was drinking from that cup right there. It's one of those cups that have the straw built in.
It's a sippy cup.
It's not a sippy cup because sippy cups have lids.
That's true.
Has no lid. It's just a straw built into the side of it. And, like, she was all like, suckle, 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 spill wine on my back. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'll give a fuck at the shirt of Goodwill.
She spit the like, wine all my boob clothes. Water on your back.
And Claire was looking pretty hot.
Claire's, her titty's hanging out there.
Yeah, it is hanging out.
And once again, I did say titty.
Titty.
I did.
Titty each podcast.
Every podcast, I gotta say it at least once.
Guarantee the titty.
This is Amber, right?
Yeah, this is Amber. Yeah. Don't stalk. Don't stalk.
No stalking allowed.
Popcorn Kernel. Go tell her she's stupid. There's also a community called Poop, or a journal called Poopcorn Kernel. And kernel's not spelled right, by the way. Don't be confused.
Yeah, it's not kernel how you think it is.
It's kernel with an A instead of an E at the last, like, two letters. So, but there's Poopcorn Kernel. Let's just see what we like to make fun of Amber about. Poopcorn Kernel dot live journal. I can't type. What's wrong with me?
Dot love journal.
Dot love. Let's talk about Amber's bad secrets and like the bad pictures we put of each other. We have we have parody journals that we all like subscribe to and like talk about our friends. This one is like, once upon a time we were at Applebee's and Amber told us that she tried masturbating to our friend Lee, but she couldn't get off. But then she thought about riding a bike and got off. So one time my friend,
I don't even know you, Amber. Ha ha, making fun of you.
One time, like, since we knew this bike story, like. And there's also bicycle seats at Dick's Sporting Goods that are ergonomically designed for a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Which to me, we always think is kind of funny because they look like they're going to the clit. But
well, rightfully so.
Yeah,
the clit is a special thing.
Special spot. That's what I hear.
It's this.
Mine's very special.
Yeah,
I like my clit.
Your clit is great.
It's giant.
Definitely. But it's in fact maybe the biggest clit I've ever seen.
Which you haven't
seen. It's clit-tastic.
But so
it's gigantic.
We were like laughing about the fact that she was masturbating to riding a bicycle. So we're like, Amber, do you get off while you ride a bike? So there was a bicycle in her garage, and we told her to sit on it. And then Robert and I proceeded to like pick up both sides of the bike and kind of bounce it around while she was sitting on it. And actually, she got kind of turned on.
Did she have the O face?
She was about to, and she told us to stop because she gets uncomfortable when she's aroused around her friends.
Wow.
Amber has a box of rocks in her closet, and they're not just pretty rocks either; just dumb rocks. Also, she kept some dead bugs in a peach bud container for a while.
That's unusual.
Because she's an artist.
That's weird.
And then I posted a quote from an IM conversation from Amber. What did Amber say? Neil, read it for us.
Oh, let's see. Amber said, I don't know, man, but who doesn't want to come all over Ashley Simpson's face? And I'll say, I do, because it would be hilarious. I'd actually, like, there's a lot of things that I like to do to her face. There's punching it, and then there's coming on it, of course, and then maybe shitting on it,
Ew.
And then there's also stomping vigorously.
That's back to your scat.
I don't. You totally think I have a scat obsession.
I don't. I just like making fun of you because it acts. You act like you do.
I think you like scat.
I hate. It makes you vomit. Actually, I vomit myself.
You like
vomit. Which is not, you know, sexy.
Daniel likes vomit and scat. He likes them combined. It's called scomit.
Isn't vomit a type of scat? This is Moe's parody journal.
This is like not a real journal. This is a joke.
This is like a joke where we post things that
I just sharted for the first time ever, man. Sharted. By the way, that's a funny fucking phrase. I don't care what anyone says.
Sharted.
You know, that obviously means shitting and farting, but like, that's fucking hilarious. I don't give a shit what anyone says.
I think maybe, because like, this is her. We also have a journal called Mocharted, or like, we say she's Mocharted. Let's look at the icons, maybe.
Yeah, I'll, let's check that out.
Let's see. Because I'm pretty sure there's a Mocharted icon. Because we call her... Yeah, this is Mocharted.
Well, that's... That does look... I'm sorry, Mo. That one icon does look like you're mildly retarded.
She's very Mocharted. And also, she's wearing a very special arts, which is a thing that we do for special people. Which is, like, we have this... Like, our art classes in my high school host for retarded kids and mentally challenged people and behaviorally challenged kids. An art day, which has all these kind of, like, it's like a fair festival the week they're on at our high school, so.
Like a retarded festival?
Yeah. But not just tards.
You have a tard festival?
Basically.
Right on.
But,
yeah. I'm sorry, tards.
She did this thing where she wanted to be a model that posed with, like, random things, like a spatula being sexy. So I put it on the cover of Elle Photoshop.
Nice.
So.
Paracels and slit wrists. My dream come true. Brad Pitt is a dyke. Wow, there's some really offensive shit in a couple of lines. I'm not going to say that. I'm definitely not going to say any of that shit.
What, I wear fucking small socks?
No, maybe the one before that. Yesterday I ate a lot of cupcakes, but then I fell off the couch.
Disappointed, current mood.
Wonderful. That's a day. That's really a whole day.
Like. Sean is fine, I hate him.
An early injury. Once there was a waiter and his name was Andrew. It was the best day of my life. What does that even mean? Who knows?
These are very Mo things. Which, unfortunately, it hasn't been posted to for over a year. So, we kind of give up on things. Although, I'm supposed to have one somewhere, but I think they gave up on that because I'm not interesting enough.
Mo, you're guys, funny, though. Everyone, I haven't met you, but you're very
make
funny.
Me a parody LJ right now and start making fun of me. Because I love that. So,
don't make one of me, though, because I'll be mad. I'll be very mad.
I'll be so angry, I don't know how to do it myself.
I don't like people making fun of me.
What's next on the list?
This is just sort of an update about my life, really. So I've been going to art school for 7 years because I have problems. I tend to have little bit nervous breakdowns and I can't go to school anymore. But enough of that. I had my last.
Critique.
Last art critique I am ever going to have, ever. And that is so fucking exciting. I will never have to deal with a professor or other students critiquing, oh my god, that's great, what I'm doing again. And that's actually, it's really fulfilling and really exciting, and it makes me very, very happy. And and luckily my last critique happened with a professor who I really respect and who I think is a really great guy. His name is Seth Ellis. He actually has a website. It's Seth Ellis, spelled SethEllis.org. And he has a fun little website, and it's a link. Oh my god,
it's chitty porn.
There's crazy stuff going on. If you Google last critique, there is some fucking insane shit going on. But yeah, no, so shout out to Seth, definitely, and shout out to all of my peeps in,
this guy wants us to critique him.
Holy shit.
And he's a really fucking lame artist.
Yeah, it's, like, he making Silent Hill shit.
But, but no, it's not even cool, look how shitty this stuff is.
Yeah, it's really badly Photoshop stuff. But yeah, so shout out to all my peeps in my class, and it was really great to be in class with you guys, and definitely, Seth, you're awesome. Yeah, there is definitely a very gothic feel to that bullshit. By the way, Daniel, I think anything gothic is stupid.
Yeah.
It's well, fucking.
It can be done well, but this guy is totally cliche.
Yeah, he's totally
up.
Fucking it up. If it's yeah, because gothic can be done in a way that's viable, but
like this, real gothic, not like
yeah. This guy is fucking it up.
He looks like, you know, I don't even know what to say. It's just
it looks like it's like a bad Nine Inch Nails video.
He looks
or
like
something.
He like dipped his face in like zombie gunk and like pieces of shit stuck to his face.
Yeah, you know what? A zombie came in his face.
Yeah, a zombie came in his face and then scratched his film. Like, I don't know, like...
Yeah, and it's just bad. It's really poorly photoshopped. Like, it's really...
He says it's a photo manipulation,
Who is this guy? Like, we should just...
Well, I googled Last Critique and it came on the second page.
So he's too extreme
and
on
he's on Graphic Design Forum.
And I will say straight up, 2K... 2K Extreme...
X. Treem, T-R-E-M-E.
You fucking suck.
You suck.
You're awful. Like, this shit is fucking awful. I don't even give
can
a
I,
fuck.
Can I post her? You know,
we
have to log in.
I'm not gonna log into this bullshit.
Not for a graphic design forum. Graphic designers are lame. You.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. Film majors are lame.
Yeah, whatever. I make movies.
You're an asshole, dude.
What's this? Lest thou raiseth a little... Gain. raise a little cane.
It's the
God touching Adam thing.
Yeah, the Michelangelo painting, but it's a Trojan
with the little weird penis. I don't understand Michelangelo's penis thing, but it's always really weird. Apparently he had deflated penis. But it's a Trojan ad. Now with an extra rib for a punch.
That's too funny.
There's a...
It's Saint Sebastian in an ad for Band-Aids.
And he's being impaled by arrows, so... He's
kind of... That's what Saint Sebastian did. And it's very funny.
This is a great site. Freakingnews.com. Fresh is best. Fresh squeezed.
And that's pretty great.
And they have the oranges of the boobs.
Yeah. Oranges of the boobs.
HGTV, we are everywhere.
I just don't recognize that painting.
It's though. Some Muslim shit.
Hey, you don't get it fucking bomb, dude? What are you doing?
I'm just kidding. We love Muhammad.
Muhammad's the bomb.
But I'm not going to draw a picture of him.
He's
like
literally the bomb. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, that's worse.
Yeah, that's 3 mil. It's basically...
But it's furry hands.
I can't even describe it. I don't want to talk about it.
We won't describe it because it's an arm becoming a crab lizard, so... Maybe that is describing it.
And Lord knows we love crab lizards.
Crab lizards are our friends. Don't diss.
Should we?
Don't attack.
Should
us
we Google lizards. Ourselves?
No, because I don't get. I get like weird people that aren't me. Like,
oh wait,
obituaries.
No. So we have something on our list. It's because I don't know if people know this. So what? Meredith Vieira is that?
Yeah, whatever.
She quit
Meredith
the View.
From the View is leaving, and Rosie O'Donnell is taking her place,
which is totally gonna fuck shit up. Cause like
she,
because there's that one bitch on the View who's like mad conservative, and like Rosie O'Donnell is like a
mean, angry dyke,
crazy dyke,
which is kind of the same.
But
we love lesbians, but not Rosie O'Donnell because she turned mean. We loved her before she turned the mean lesbian.
Yeah, but then Megan Mullally, who plays Karen
Walker
on Will and Grace, is getting her own talk show, which, like, Daniel is definitely excited about, and I'm also definitely excited about, because Karen's amazing, and she's an amazing actress, so I'm super excited about that.
Super.
Super. Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
but she's fucking amazing. Like, her and Jack are, like, the team. They're the go-team.
Yeah. Sean, he's as Jack McFarland. That's
and, like,
name.
Who does not hate fucking Grace. God damn.
Well, you're meant to hate Grace, even though I like Deborah Messing. Although sometimes she's a bitch. I know this said on Project Runway.
I don't
Runway.
Even like Deborah Messing.
Did you catch?
Like,
did you get Deborah Messing as the guest judge on Project Runway?
No.
She
wow.
Like, she was for the very last critique too. Like she was a guest judge, and like part of me was like, fuck that, because she didn't like the two best people on there. Were Santino and Daniel.
Santino is my favorite. Santino.
But the fucking...
Santino all the way.
The bitch with the worst designs did shit.
What is she, the Asian girl?
Yes, but that's not why she sucked.
Yes, it is. I'm totally racist. No.
But, like, she had the worst shit, and she fucking won. And I'm, like, so pissed off about that, because her stuff was, like, the most ridiculous, stupid shit that you could imagine.
I'm just mad Santino lost, because I think Santino was fucking...
Give me head, bitch.
Wow. Totally. But yeah, Santino was the fucking... He was definitely the most hilarious. So Mariah and Daniel love to come up with drinking games together. And Mariah has this bag of random costume items. And so Mariah...
Hats, scarves.
Purses. Glasses, goggles. Jackets. Yeah. Anything you can imagine.
Yo-yos.
But frankly, not an eye patch, which pissed me off. But the thing is, this is the thing about Mariah, is she's a cheater. Don't deny it. Don't look. Mariah, if the game is going against her favor...
She makes up rules that exempt her from the rules.
She will make up rules that are cheating. Yeah. And it's really frustrating, honestly.
And Neil turned, 3 years old and quit playing games.
Yes, I took my ball home. I said, here is my ball. I'm going home.
Play with it. He likes playing his balls by himself.
I was like, yeah, because I love to play with my balls by myself. That's so true. So true.
That was the beer bottle also, anyway.
Daniel threw his beer bottle too hard.
Yeah, so on that note, we're going to call it a night, and that's another special of After School Special. Come back for us next time when we talk about pots.